kind of a lack of communication with the line change here. So I think two good goals right there, and then then we almost came, and then we got it to one goal, and then same thing. Just I think we pinched, but forwards maybe didn't. I gotta see it again, but usually what happens when our D-men pinch, they usually have the green light. Usually our forwards are backing them up, and so when you're pressing, trying to get the goal, sometimes you're trying to get ahead of yourself.
Do you feel like Vegas picked up their game a lot from game one?
I don't know. I think what we worry about is the way we want to play. So, if they make adjustments, when we're playing good, playing our game, or when we get down a goal or two goals, when we're playing well, we don't get out of our game. When we get down a goal or two and we don't play well, then all of a sudden we get out of our game and we try to do too much, and we turn the puck over too much in the neutral zone and it gets clogged, and that's when that feeds our transition game. And, they had a couple posts. Bucky made some big saves, so, then Fleury made a couple big saves for them, so it was kind of a couple plays here and there kind of opens the game up.
You're 8-1 score first. They're now 7-1. What is it about that, the psychological and emotional lift of getting the first one?
I don't know. To be honest, I just, sometimes it's easier playing down a goal because then the other team sits back. You get to be more aggressive. Sometimes you're up a goal. It's easier for other guys because all of a sudden they feel like they're playing with house money. Different players have a little less to lose just because you're up a goal. So I think just good team. When good teams have a lead, they keep their foot on the gas and they keep going. They want the next goal. And it's a conference final, so you're gonna have two of the top teams playing each other, and both teams are aggressive. Both teams kind of don't sit back when they have the lead. I've seen it since day one here, whether it's a big game or whether it's a meaningless game at the end of the season that doesn't have any playoff implications. But, a guy of his stature puts his body online all the time, whether it's blocking a shot, whether it's taking a hit, to make a breakout. And, just a battler like that, and then gets up like nothing happens and just keeps skating like the effortless skater he is. So just a very underrated player that, a lot of people don't know too much about, myself included, until I came here and I realized how important he is to this team.
Common refrain is going to be, now that they stole the home ice advantage, how do you guys feel going in there after a split?
We'll be ready to bounce back. I think, that's playoff hockey, right? You win one, all of a sudden you think you have the momentum, you lose one, you think you don't have the momentum, and then the beauty of it is just it's a fresh start, and we know that their crowd's going to be excited. They're going to get, they're going to feed off that, but, we play in hostile environments. We know how to play on the road, and then sometimes we simplify our game, and then sometimes it makes it easier for us to play our game.